Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, we are here. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Back with Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. It is Garden America. Happy weekend to you, by the way. Hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend last weekend, big three-day weekend. Once again, want to thank Deborah Lee Baldwin for being in studio, giving a demonstration of a tide pool arrangement and everything else that that she did and contributed to the show. So thank you, Deborah Lee Baldwin, for that. Tiger, you're pointing at me because your mic is not on. How about that?
I would say something, but it wouldn't do anything.
You wouldn't hear anything. It's okay. We're casual here. Anyway, welcome. 855-424-9825. You want to give us a phone call. You can also, as you know by this time, if you're watching on Facebook Live, post your questions and comments right there. Chat with each other. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. I want to talk about that briefly. Go to our webpage. That's gardenamerica.com. Top right-hand corner. Click subscribe or click the newsletter. And, John, why is that so important that they subscribe to the newsletter?
Well, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not sure it is that important.
That's good.
But if you're interested in getting information about gardening, it doesn't cost you anything, and we do put out great information every single Friday. And it's funny you mention that because I just got an email from a listener about our newsletter.
And is it a question or a comment, or what exactly do they want to know?
I wonder.
Grammar correction.
Might be a combination. She says, this is from Sandy in Santa Maria. She said, John, great article on Beverly Nichols. Makes me want to rush out and buy all his books, but then I'd have to go inside and read them. She bought a huge Cousin It.
Oh, we talked about that before, the Cousin It plant.
Acacia several years ago, and it did fine in its original pot. When I transplanted it into a larger pot with great soil, it declined. I finally decided it was overwatering. Now it's recovering, but looking very sparse. Would this be an okay time to give it a haircut, or should I just wait until next year for new growth?
Great question.
Yeah.
And it is a good question.
How do you prune one of those?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
Well, you need a barber, right?
Of course. Yeah, do you know who Cousin It is?
Yeah, Adam's family.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, I got that part.
They have reruns.
You know, the world wasn't black and white back then. It was color. Anyway, John, go ahead.
So I think she's right. She probably did overwater it because acacias are water-thrifty plants. They don't need much water. And when she moved it from a small pot where it was happy to a really big one, it probably stayed too wet for a while.
Mm.
So she said it's recovering now. And while you could prune it, I think I'd wait until spring and just see what happens.
It's gone through a lot of trauma. Leave it alone for a while, right?
Yeah, because if you prune it back, you know, unless there's dead wood in there, if you can see and cut out every branch that's dead, that's okay. But anything that's still a little green, I would leave.
You know, we can encourage people as well to send us your pictures. That would be a good example. We can take a look at it, perhaps.
Something else we put on our newsletter, by the way, is pictures of your garden.
And we can put them on Facebook as well. So Facebook, newsletter, send us what you've got. I made a mention of that this morning on Facebook. You get critters or animals running around your yard, got a backyard you want us to look at, plants, whatever, send it to us. You can send it to me, bmain22@gmail.com or john@gardenamerica.com.
And speaking of sending us and asking us questions, that will lead us into who we're going to have on during the first hour of our radio program this morning.
It's going to be exciting.
It is, because Frank McDonald has made a career out of that exact thing. He's been in the horticultural industry for about 30 years, and he's just almost like a garden investigator. Let's call him CSI Garden.
Well, does he have a magnifying glass like Sherlock Holmes?
I'm sure. Exactly. Yeah. Because he's made a career working in the industry, answering questions, solving problems, seeing what's going on with plants. So that'll be exciting. If you do have questions, you can call in, email, or post them on Facebook.
Speaking about solving problems, Dale on Facebook points out that her prayer should be with all the people in the hurricane path.
He is absolutely correct.
And I saw that I don't know how much reporting there is on it, but it looks like Cuba got hit pretty hard. And we led a gardening, about this time last year, a gardening trip to Cuba.
Yeah.
And
so this is
prayers are with the Cuban people.
This is Irma, and then behind Irma is Jose. Is that right? As we look at the huge weather map that we have inside our studio here.
Well, you know, it's bad enough hitting Florida, but, you know, Cuba hasn't really built anything for about 50 years. So there aren't a lot of earthquake-proof buildings in Cuba, so they're going to get hit extra hard. That's going to be tough on them. It'll be tough enough on the Florida people, and we do have a lot of listeners in Florida, too.
We also have a good friend who runs Top Tropicals down there, John.
Oh, yeah, in Fort Myers, Tatiana Anderson. Yeah. We hope that, you know, she survives, her plants survive, and see what happens. You know, I was thinking, can you give people advice on what to do with their plants if the hurricane's coming?
No.
You can't really, but the one thing you might do is if you have any potted plants, even if you're evacuating, you might take those and put them in the garage.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Because otherwise the pots are going to go flying and they're going to be everywhere. I mean, that's probably the last thing you're thinking about. You're trying to survive. But, you know, if you have something that you want to come back to or that's especially meaningful, that you might give that a little protection.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, you hit it on the head when you say that, because just there are some plants to people, just like pictures or books, memorabilia,
right,
that, hey, this was handed down to me from my grandmother or this is a memory.
Right.
And so there are important plants, and people need to be able to protect them. And like you're saying, put them in some place that is just out of the way. It's not going to be a problem if they're in the garage for a week or so, you know, kind of a thing, and they should be able to be okay.
You know, my advice with pictures is put them in your computer and then store them in the cloud. And you've always got them.
There you go.
My picture, everything I've got are trips to Europe, everything in my computer backed up on the cloud, also carbonite. So I've got two backup systems if I lose anything at all. And like you said, because that's something tangible that you can touch and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wet pictures, we've all had that problem before, and things get destroyed. So that's my advice if you can possibly do that.
Well, you know, Tiger's saying about special plants, you know, I walk through my garden and I look at plants that people gave me, and I think of them whenever I look at that particular plant.
Is everything back in your backyard labeled?
No, just the roses, Brian.
Because I don't
we've
know.
We've been through this before. Just the roses.
Because do you even know, like, when you look at something, you say to yourself, where did that come from? Where did I get that? When did that spring up?
Of course.
All the time.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting thing that if anything was to ever happen in John's region of Fallbrook, like a storm or anything of that nature, to see John's mind process on what's going to be protected and what's not. You know, his wife is going to be inside gathering up all the pictures, putting all the stuff away. John's going to be outside gathering up the roses and different plants.
That's one of the reasons I live in Southern California, is I don't have a lot to worry about. If we have an earthquake, they don't even have time to think about it.
Oh, yeah. I think of my aquariums in an earthquake. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, talk about storm surge.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah, thoughts with the people in Florida down south there with Irma on its way, hitting, boy, it's going to slam right into the Miami area, right up the coast there. And then Jose's behind that. Hopefully, you know, conditions
are
right.
I guess the only good news about Irma is it's down to Category 4 now.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking. Hopefully Jose can peter out too a little bit. But, yeah, be prepared. A lot of people are just, they refuse to move. They're just going to stick it out. So, you know, that's...
Yeah, it's shocking.
It is shocking. Okay, quarter past the hour. It is our first segment. Welcome to your Saturday. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. We'd love to have you along on Facebook, as you can see everything going on here. See what John's wearing, Tiger's wearing, what I'm wearing, and all that good stuff here. Hey, John, you've got another quote of the week, which we should get to. And then after we take our break, I'm going to come back with our guest for this hour.
Okay.
And by the way, I didn't realize Beverly was his middle name.
Yes.
Today was the first time.
If Beverly was your middle name, don't you think you would go by your first name?
Yeah, I think so, because all these years that you before you told me, I thought we were speaking of a female when you talked about Beverly. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a guy. Okay, and then today when I read your article, my first name is not John. What is it, John? No, what is it? What's his first name?
Well, you'll have to read the...
I did, but I'm trying to
you'll
recall.
You'll have to reread it.
It was at the crack of dawn.
I'm ready to do the quote of the week.
You go ahead. I'm messing up your timing here.
Okay, the quote of the week's from Nathaniel Hawthorne. He wrote The Scarlet Letter, which you read and reread, right?
Back and forth several times.
And he said, "I cannot endure to waste anything as precious as autumn sunshine by staying in the house. So I spend almost all the daylight hours in the open air."
Outstanding.
Well, that's what he said. Outstanding in the open air.
Outstanding. I'm standing. Not sitting, but standing. 855-424-9825. We still take phone calls. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Probably get a quicker response right there on Facebook as we take a look at your questions and comments. Our guest is coming up next. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. It's Garden America here, heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
The Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Get ideas, start planning, and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Again, it's September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars. It's the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, normally in radio after a break, we say we're back. But as people can see, as they're watching us on Facebook, we didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we were here the whole time. We've
been here the whole time. So not that we go anywhere, but we do take a break for our commercials. And want to thank our fine advertisers for keeping us on the air. All right, here on Biz Talk Radio, it's our Saturday Facebook Live Facebook show. Facebook Live Facebook show. That's repeating yourself.
Yeah.
It is Garden America, right? Going. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, john@gardenamerica.com. We'll share your questions and comments here on our Facebook page. Any other business to take care of before we go to our guest?
Happy birthday to my mother.
Oh, that's right. Your mother's birthday today.
Yeah. Tony Palafox, happy birthday.
Tony Palafox, happy birthday from Garden America.
You know, if I saw your mother standing next to you, I would guess she was your older sister.
Oh, look at you.
Have you seen his mother? She's a very attractive
John's
woman.
John's trying to think of certain words to use.
Going?
What kind of words can I use and still be respectful, right?
That's right. No, she's very youthful.
Yeah. Well, you know what that's from? All the years gardening and being out in the sun and doing healthy things, right?
There you go.
That's true.
It does. Wear the sun hat and protect yourself, but gardening will keep you young.
Following Tiger all around,
trying to
keep track of him and keep
have you seen
him
his
from getting
have you seen
trouble?
His office? It's like in a dungeon. It's like four or five steps. Are you actually under the street?
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Actually,
I think you are under the street. I think you are. Yeah.
But not like directly under the street.
Tucked away under there.
Yeah.
You're talking about at the garden center.
At Mission Hills Nursery.
Not sure if I've seen that or not.
I'll have to. I don't know. Hey, we plan on doing.
I haven't been to Mission Hills since we did a. Our last remote.
Still in the same place. We're hoping to do some how-to videos on YouTube and perhaps film some of those at Mission Hills Nursery with the generosity of the Palafox family.
I'm excited about the news Tiger gave us about the next in-studio guest he has lined up.
Is that next week?
No, it's not next week.
It is next week.
It is next week?
Yeah, it is next week.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm ready for next week.
We have our guest standing by, but Tiger, give us a little tease on who we're going to be having in studio.
Well, in studio.
Not only who, but what.
And what will be in studio.
Yeah, we're going to have Susan Nowicki, and she works with a organization called EcoVivarium, which bring out reptiles to different events, functions,
Probably schools, kids, and stuff like that.
And wonderful reptiles that the kids get to touch, hold, play with, whatever it may be, but it kind of breaks down the fear that they have, but then also kind of the importance of our ecosystems and what's around us. So they're going to bring in some fun reptiles for us.
And it teaches an appreciation for these kids for reptiles and that kind of thing, right?
Definitely. And one of the cool things they do is they take them to libraries during like reading hours, and they let the kids hold this reptiles, different ones, while they're reading books. And you know, you go to sometimes maybe they have like a kitten or a puppy, right. And sometimes they'll do that and they're always squirmy. Well, the reptiles have a tendency to just sit there and let the kids just pet them. So they're actually really good companions, and it keeps the kids still, and they have a lot of fun with
it. How big is this Komodo dragon?
It's as big as this countertop in the studio.
And that's going to be in studio.
We'll see. I don't know.
That's a little.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. Anyway, you know what? Our guest has been very patient, standing by. Tiger, I'll give you the honors to introduce our guest.
Yeah. So this morning, I had mentioned earlier, we have Frank McDonald, and he's actually going to be speaking at the San Diego Hort Society's event coming up in the next few weeks, September 11th, actually. He's going to be speaking down here in San Diego, 6 to 8 p.m. for the Hort Society's meeting. But he'll be talking about South African plants. But today we're going to be talking about his experiences with the L.A. Arboretum. And also, we were mentioning earlier on how he's made a career of answering people's plant questions. Frank, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning, Tiger?
I'm doing really, really well. Thank you for joining us.
A shout out to John there. How you doing, John?
Good, Frank. How you been?
I've been we used to work both for Armstrong.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys go way back, huh?
Yeah.
We go way back. John,
we go back far enough that those times don't seem as bad as they were now.
That was brought on as a well-respected expert, and he is. He is fantastic.
Well, that's great. Well, you sound like you've got a lot of energy, and we're looking forward to having you with us this morning. So thank you for joining us again. Tiger, let's get things started here. What's going on?
So, Frank, tell us a little bit about your background and what you're up to right now.
Well, I got a degree in botany from Cal Poly Pomona. I was like one of two people who actually received the degree that year. The other guy didn't show up, so I was the only guy going up to get my degree.
Right.
And I worked at several garden centers, Burkhardt Nurseries in Pasadena, Armstrong Garden Centers, and really good at helping people out. I just love to help people with their situations. Then I got a job here at the Arboretum Los Angeles County. And it was basically everything I did at the garden centers with a little added, you know, which is basically answering people's questions about plants, little landscape advice, identifying pests, giving them the insecticides, showing them what insecticides to use, talking about how to use them. And every day I get about anywhere from 10 to 20 questions. And it's really fantastic because in 1 year here, I'll see more than I would have seen in 20 years in the garden center.
Now let me ask you about that. So people come to the Arboretum with questions. It's not just a place where people go and enjoy the gardens that you guys have provided for the public or anything. You actually can go there and ask them gardening questions?
That's right. And not only do they come with their questions, they come with bags of who knows what. You should see
something.
Oh, my God.
That's got to be wonderful. Bringing a bunch of diseased plants into a wonderful community space where you try to protect all of the plants.
That's why I'm in an office. That's why I can close the door and shut it and seal everything off if necessary. So I have everything I need to take a look at these things, microscopes, etc. Lots and lots of literature. I'm here in the library. We have one of the largest horticultural libraries on the West Coast. And so I have a lot of the resources to solve the problems. Although I got to admit, when it comes to plant identification, I'd go through manuals and floras. Now I use Google Image Search. Google Image Search is my best tool for finding the identity of plants, which is one of the big things I do here is I identify plants.
Well, Frank, you should be able to identify peacock damage more than anyone.
Identify it? I live with it. We have 400 of the little buggers here.
Wow.
So are you having a problem with peacock damage?
No, actually, I don't have to live with them, and I really like peacocks. And I know a lot of people that go to the L.A. Arboretum, that's a highlight. They don't have to deal with the damage they do to the plants, and
yeah,
they really look
peacocks,
forward to seeing them.
You don't have to live with them, yeah. They're okay. I mean, the nice thing about peacocks, we don't realize this, we do not have snails and slugs to a great degree because of peacocks. They eat them.
What? That's good.
We also don't have poisonous snakes because of peacocks.
Really?
Okay, so
they're aggressive hunters, huh?
Yes, they are.
And they're also very good security guards too. I know a lot of people have them on their property to alert if something's going on. Correct? They scream, don't they?
It works most of the year, except during mating season when they're screaming anyway.
They're screaming because of other reasons. I got you. Okay.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, it sounds like they do a lot. I mean, as far as and are they for the most part, they're gentle, and we see them walking around the zoo and things like that. You know what? We got to take a break, so hold that thought. We'll come back with more questions and continue this conversation. So do stay with us here. It is Garden America on your Saturday. Welcome to Facebook Live.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Get ideas, start planning, and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Again, it's September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are right back. It is 35 minutes after the hour. I don't think we imagined talking about peacocks, but that did come up with with our guest this morning, who can touch upon just about anything, Tiger.
Right. Well, working at the Los Angeles Arboretum is going to get you that knowledge on most everything. I'm sure he's even probably dealt with the occasional famous person walking through the Arboretum, too, as well. But
you know, we should let our listeners just joining us know that we're speaking with Frank Madonna from the Los Angeles Arboretum.
You know what, John? That's a very good radio thing you just did there. Always reminding people who
what
we're speaking
doing.
With. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Frank McDonough, is
after
that what you
15
said?
Years with you, I finally learned
that's,
something.
That's very good. Anyway, Tiger, back to you.
Back to me and Frank. Frank, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
All right. So you're going to be speaking at the San Diego Horse Society coming up in the middle of this month, and you're going to be talking about some of the South African landscapes and how people are introducing them into our Southern California landscapes. But tell us a little bit about South African plants and why they would do so well with our region as well.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be talking about the 20 South African plants every home landscaper should know. How's that for BuzzFeed for you, huh?
That's good. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So South African plants have been with Southern California for a long time, ever since the turn of the century. We brought in, during the citrus, huge citrus boom, we brought in a lot of European and other horticulturalists, people that had gone to school in Europe for this, and they stayed here because they liked the climate. And we also had some homegrowns, too, like Kate Sessions there in San Diego, Santa Barbara, Francesco Francesi. And South Africa was one of the most ideal places to bring plants in from, and there's several reasons. One is South Africa has a climate just like ours. It's a Mediterranean climate. It gets all its water. That is parts of South Africa. There are other parts that are different. But they get all their water during the wintertime when it's cool, and the plants love it, and they get through the dry summer just fine. And here's another interesting thing about South Africa. South Africa geologically has been there a long time. It's just the same, just about the same climate. And so the plants are not selected for their ability to move out into fresh spaces. In other words, here in the North America, plants that do well during over the course of time, when you get a glacier receding, the plants that can come in the fastest are the ones that do the best. So you have an environment that selects for plants that spread quickly. It's not true with South Africa. So a lot of South African plants are less likely to be invasive, which is really good for Southern California horticulture.
Yeah, so you know, it comes down to the rate of reproduction, the rate of growth, because, you know, if things grow too fast, it overpowers everything around it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I judge a science fair, and one of the kids there looking at genes, they're responsible for how the seeds of a plant germinate. And they can either germinate all at once, or they can germinate over time. And the ones that germinate over time are the ones that spread faster, because they, more of them survive through different conditions.
Oh, okay.
They all come up at once, and you get a cold spell, they're gone. So, yeah, South African plants are really good choices, generally, for non-invasive plants, for plants that are going to do well here in Southern California. And they tend to be very colorful as well.
So give us a couple of, just a few, because we don't want to spoil your presentation, but give us a couple of your top picks that you're going to be talking about at the presentation.
One of my favorite aloes. Aloes are generally really good picks for Southern California landscape plants. They're colorful, and they tend to bloom, peak bloom in January when nothing else is blooming. Beautiful orange, yellow, and colors in between, pinks. But one of my favorites is aloe striata. Mm-hmm. Aloe striata is maybe about 18 inches to 2 foot tall when you include the inflorescence, the flowers. And it has these beautiful leaves, very symmetrical, with little stripes on them. And they just look gorgeous by themselves in pots. The only drawback being if you damage them at all, the damage doesn't repair nicely. So you have to make sure that they don't, they're not in areas with a lot of traffic. But they are gorgeous.
And, you know, for our listeners across the nation, what kind of regions could you grow an aloe striata in? I mean, what's our maximum heat? What's our maximum lows for that plant?
Well, believe it or not, we're actually one of the few areas where you can grow most of the aloes quite well because of our dry summers. When you get a wet summer, you risk rotting out the aloe. So they're kind of a uniquely Southern California plant, other than the fact they come from South Africa.
Okay. What's
but
another
plant?
A lot
of the smaller aloes can be grown in containers in other parts of the country and overwintered indoors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, aloe vera is probably the most common, one of the most common house plants in the entire country.
Yeah, and they're so easy to take care of, too.
Yeah, as long as you don't overcare.
They're house plants in other parts of the country. Here, they're beautiful, glorious additions to our outdoor landscaping. And they're somewhat fireproof as well.
Oh, that's always good for our region as well, yeah.
Right.
So what's another plant that you got for us, Frank?
Well, here's one that you don't see as much recently. And it's mostly because we're lazy, and that is Felicia amyloides, or the Felicia daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia daisies are South African natives. They grow very well here, but they require a couple things. One, they require patience and forbearance because at about anywhere from 3 to 5 years, they peter out because they're kind of short-lived perennials. And two, in order to keep them blooming and looking nice, you basically have to give them a haircut once or twice a year.
I was going to say, that's probably the biggest problem with those, right, is that you got to deadhead them, which means pulling off all those flowers to try to get new ones to come back out.
But it's really nice to have a little small area in your garden of high maintenance, very brilliant and profuse color to accentuate the rest of the area that's low maintenance, not so profuse.
And Frank, will you explain a little bit short-lived for our listeners? Because this is a topic that people don't always understand when it comes to plants. And there's a few plants out there that are just, they have short lifespans. You know, lavender is one of them. This Felicia is one of them.
Right, right.
Kufias, different plants. You know, maybe they're perennial, which means they, you know, grow year after year. Mm-hmm. But maybe 2, 3, 4 seasons is it, and then they're done, and then they die. And people go, oh, it was growing so well. What happened? So tell us a little bit about more short-lived plants. Like, you know, is this something that is people are doing wrong?
Absolutely.
Or is this just the plant or what?
Absolutely. Short-lived perennials are kind of a vexing thing for a lot of people, but if you keep in mind this one idea, it might help you. Plants have an energy budget. They get so much energy during the year, and they can do several different things with it. One, they could spend it all on flowers and seed production like annuals do, and because they're spending all that energy on that, they don't have any energy to store and save so they can get through the wintertime. Perennials, on the other hand, they don't bloom as often. They take that energy they would have put into seed and bloom production, and instead they put it into storing food underground in their roots or in their branches and woody material. And so they can go year after year. Short-lived perennials are kind of a compromise between the two. And a lot of them are selected by people. They're like selected by human beings. They wouldn't exist in nature. And what they are is basically that energy budget goes more and more toward flowering and less toward preserving the plant over time. And so what you do is you basically, it's a trade-off. You trade off long-lasting survivability for beautiful flowers, which is a great trade-off.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So is there anything that people can do to try to keep them around for a little bit longer, or is it kind of like what it is what you get? There's not a whole lot you can do to keep it going year after year, right?
Just keep them disease-free, increase the drainage. Sometimes in containers they'll last longer.
Mm-hmm.
If they're taking all their energy and putting it into blooms, eventually they're going to peter out, and toward the end of their life cycle, they start looking worse and worse. And so the best thing you can do is tear them out before they get too bad so that you don't build up a lot of diseases in the soil that attack the next generation of these things.
Mm. And, you know, back to your kind of South African plants selection, beyond having a similar climate, you mentioned disease and some bugs. Do these plants have the same tolerances for California, the Southwest region as well, and that's why they're also beneficial, or do some of them have more susceptibility or less?
In general, they have less susceptibility. They're not susceptible to a lot of the native diseases and insects here, but there is an exception that we have here at the Arboretum that's a vexing exception. It came from you guys down in San Diego. Sorry. No offense to you guys. But it came from you guys, and it's the aloe aphid. And what this little bugger does is it attacks...
Hey, we got to step in and take a break. We'll be right back. Keep that thought. We're going to come right back. One more segment. Now we're number one as we continue and finish up with our guest. 855, that is, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or questions and comments right there on Facebook Live as we continue our broadcast. Coming right back. It is 46 minutes after the hour.
This is Minnie Driver. Ovarian cancer affects women of all ages, even in their 20s. Family history of cancer and presence of certain gene mutations are risk factors. Talk to your family and your doctor. Know your status. To learn more, go to su2c.org/ovarian.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Get ideas, start planning, and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Again, it's September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And again, thank you so much for being there, spending part of your weekend with us here on Garden America, 51 minutes after the hour. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, 855-424-9825. Want to pick up the phone, call us, john@gardenamerica.com, or Tiger, right there on Facebook Live as you watch, and we continue to pursue bigger and better things all the time here on Garden America.
Just before we went to break, we were talking with Frank, and he was getting to one of the pests that might be plaguing our aloes. He had mentioned aloe aphid. Is that right, Frank?
Aloe aphid, yes. It's a vexing little bugger, and it tends to inhabit the middle of the aloe. And what it does is it feeds on the leaves down in there. It's there because it can hide well. And when it's feeding, it pierces the leaf itself. And if you have an aloe that doesn't drain out of its crown, in other words, it holds water up there, what happens is they start rotting out right where they're feeding. And we've had a fairly big problem with that we've had to deal with. And it's not something that totally destroys your aloes. It just makes them look bad.
And is there anything that people can do for it? I mean, is there any products?
Well, you have to use some kind of a pesticide. You can use imidacloprid, which is the Bayer Advanced tree and shrub. You can use, you may be able to use contact, although I would use the systemic myself. The nice thing about these, most of the aloes don't attract a lot of bees. They attract mostly hummingbirds and butterflies, so less of a problem with bees on that one. So, but it's just a vexing little problem that you have to be aware of, and it's so far it's kind of localized here. It doesn't spread hugely, but you have to keep an eye out for it. Oh, by the way, you're talking about the hurricane, correct?
Yeah.
That's going to be a great boon for the horticultural industry. Think about it. All of these well-insured people redoing their gardens in Florida. if there's anything positive you can take out of this, it's that people are going to have to get back into their gardens. They're going to want to spend time in their gardens. And one of the psychological reasons for gardening is a feeling of control over the environment. So you're going to see a huge increase in people interested in gardening in those areas because it makes you feel like you have some kind of control over Mother Nature.
And you can start over again if there was things bothering you about your garden before. Now you have to take care of those problems or situations.
Absolutely.
Except you can't ship a lot of plants into Florida, and every nursery in Florida is going to be wiped out.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little while before they can.
Think of the pent-up need there. My gosh. We went through a similar situation as a hurricane here in Arcadia. We had some 90 to 100 mile per hour winds come right through the arboretum, wiped out 250 trees.
Wow.
Oh, I remember that. The Huntington was hit also at the same time.
Yes, and the interesting thing, it caused me to look at the causes of tree failure. And guess what? What is the number one thing that keeps a tree up? Ready?
I'd say roots, wouldn't it be?
Nope. Its own weight, working on its base through the force of friction. The higher the weight of the tree, the more the force of friction that keeps it from pivoting around the center of gravity. So two things can happen to the tree to make it more stable. Lower the center of gravity, make it more heavy.
See, my guess was going to be the stake and the rope that was tied around the stake is what kept it upright.
Yeah.
I was wrong again.
It's totally, very counterintuitive. Another thing, too, people, I got to make my tree able for the wind to go through it. I got to lace it out. That's the worst thing you can do. Simplifying the structure makes it more likely to resonate with the frequency of the wind. This increases the amount of force on the tree exponentially. So if you trim your tree so that the wind can go through, thinking that you're going to make it more survivable, you're making it less survivable.
Good info. Well, Frank, we look forward to having you come down here into San Diego County to be able to do your presentation on South African plants for the San Diego Hort Society. Once again, that is September 11th, 6 to 8 p.m., and their meetings are at the Town Center Drive down here in San Diego, and you can go to sdhort.org for ticket information. Hope all is well for you. Enjoy your weekend up there, Frank, and good luck at the Arboretum.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Do appreciate it.
Good talking to you again, buddy.
All right.
Okay,
Good talking again, John.
You bet. A few minutes to go until the top of the hour. Things to talk about, John. If not now, then next hour. We've got a big trip to England coming up next year.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Monday.
What is Monday?
I'm going to have a new grandson on Monday.
Ooh.
Now, this is the first I'm hearing about this. So this is a... Okay, so Monday, it's like a scheduled birth. Is that what this is?
Yes.
Yeah. It's scheduled now.
Scheduled birth. Yeah, now Monday. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my daughter Gina is she's a high-risk pregnancy, so she's going to have the baby in San Diego.
As opposed to where?
Temecula, where she lives.
Okay.
So it's a long drive from Temecula to San Diego, so it's got to be planned.
It's got to be planned out.
Right.
Well, congratulations.
Plus,
if everything goes well.
They thought she was going to have a C-section, but the baby's turned around now. And so.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good news. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And do you know yet? Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Yeah. He just
grandsons are boy, but today
I didn't hear that.
Today you never know.
You never know. Hey, we should talk about our seeds at some point too, right, John? We have some good news to share with people, or am I too early and premature to talk about that?
Absolutely. Once again.
Once again, too premature and early to talk about our Garden America seeds, which, by the way, I picked up from Mission Hills Nursery, and I'll give you an update. Everything is growing fantastically.
Now
is that a word, fantastically?
It is now.
Okay, it is now.
Now, at this moment in time, you planted, was it?
We got carrots going, we got spinach going, we got cilantro going, and we have lettuce.
Have the carrots came up yet?
Yes, like yes, they have.
Because they're always usually kind of slow
to
go. Spinach should have been like within days.
I'll take a picture and you can see what's doing what. And I threw some HB101 in there.
Did you start planting things in rows instead of...
No, I left it the way it was. I knew what to do next time.
Okay.
Which you build the trough. I got that all down.
But you can take those little clumps that you have and you can space them out into a row.
All right, I'll show you a picture and you can guide me.
As a seed expert, John, you know, people talk about thinning. Because usually you plant two or three seeds because you want to ensure one's going to come up and where you're planting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at what point in time should you eliminate the weaker one? Or do you not? I mean, because people talk about it all the time as far as you need to plant more because you need to ensure that not all seeds are going to...
Trust me, I planted more than one or two.
But... Sounds like something to talk about when we come back from the break.
We're going to come back. Actually, it's our top of the hour news break here on Garden America. We have hour number two all ready to go. So do stay with us. You can obviously stay right there or go to Facebook Live and watch our second hour. We're back at 6 minutes after the hour. It's going to be 12:06 on the East Coast and 9:06 here Pacific time. So do stay with us. Hour number two coming up here. John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox here on the Garden America radio show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.